17 on the Mike Calton Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Going to be cool today, but not nearly like it was yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful.
Nice. Had my doors open.
Gray and cloudy and cold, and I had windows open, and I loved it. Today we'll have just regular cool weather. We've got a full week of shows coming up this morning. We'll do the 6 and 9 at 9 o'clock. And then this Friday, we'll be out at LBC in Palm Harbor with our band Pipple Toddler. And we'll be have melting faces before the holidays. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be nice, too, because it's on Friday. It's sunny, high of 77, low of 65. Oh. So that'll be perfect weather.
Yes.
We have that on Friday, and then our next gig will be the Christmas pub crawl in Dunedin.
Right.
And then New Year's Eve at the Beach Club in Siesta Key. Looking forward to all of those.
Right, because we haven't done a New Year's Eve party.
We played the Ritz and Ebor one time.
For a while.
Yeah.
And we did the boat until you got us kicked off.
Yeah, they did. They ruined that.
That was good.
Oh, I have a feeling they're not the only boat in town. We could go rent another boat.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, boat people. Take that.
Wait, you think you're the only boat?
Yeah. Right. Get out of here.
Maybe we'll get a bigger boat. Throw bottles at your boat. How do you like that?
Maybe we'll get a ship.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
A vessel.
Oh, my God. It's too much.
Don't we have, like, a military boat dock somewhere? Can we do a party on that thing? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We have, like, a battleship.
Like a submarine. Oh, a battleship. No,
I'm saying, don't we have like a carrier or something somewhere?
That'd be
Let's
awesome.
Go do a boat on that thing.
I remember my dad telling me, my dad was in the Air Force, and he said about those carriers, he goes, you could hit a baseball as hard as you could, and it wouldn't go to the other. Yeah. Oh. He goes, there's no way.
Oh, planes are flying off that.
I know. Yeah. But you don't realize how big they are until you're there and see one.
Mm.
You see them on TV, and you go, it's big.
The closest I've ever come to seeing one in real life is a little aircraft carrier you get in Battleship.
Mm.
It's just a little thing.
It's kind of like bodybuilders. You see bodybuilders, like pro bodybuilders on TV, and you go, yeah, they look big. You stand next to one, and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah,
how is that even comfortable?
Yeah. I never do that, really. I feel like I missed a boat yesterday going to a game because the weather was so nice to go to the Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
But what a horrible game. What a miserable day yesterday.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you didn't watch
sports.
You don't know nothing about the game.
They lost.
It was.
Sometimes I wish you were just a little bit of a man.
Oh.
We could talk about the previous day's game.
But there was a lot of, what is it, 6 interceptions on Jameis Winston from yesterday?
Four?
Should have been 6.
Did you see Mike Evans at the last one? He was so mad. It looked like he was going to fight Jameis.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty frustrating.
I did see
a crap show.
Gio posted that tweet where it was Jameis had hit the guy right in the hands and still got intercepted.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Are you talking about the Godwin one?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, the O.J. Howard one? You don't know.
He just says yes.
Gio,
he just says
like
yes.
There was the one with O.J. Howard where he bobbled it behind his back, and when it came out behind his back, he got hit, and it popped up in the air, and another guy caught it and ran it back. You know what you're talking about?
Yeah, Marino.
Oh, Jesus. You don't even... I'm shutting your mic off.
But the thing about Gio's picture is that maybe an optical illusion, because, you know, you can't tell if the ball is close to him or far away or how it is or whatever.
He blew it up, and it was right between his hands. Mm. I mean, it was right there.
So it's not Jameis's fault?
No, Howard was benched for the rest of the game after that.
After the bobble?
Yeah, he didn't play the field the rest of the game.
Why did he try to do that?
I have no idea what the hell he was doing.
What about that one, though? Rewind that, Joey.
That's not yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is
yeah,
I don't even know what he's showing.
We've played the Bengals in years.
Yeah.
He's just showing Bucks.
He's showing Bucks.
Yeah, this is random.
Marino!
That was, he's showing a real rare quarterback to receiver pass. Successful
complete.
One. He might be showing Fitzpatrick stuff. It was a miserable game yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's just a bad team, man. It's a really bad team across the board.
Their defense is awful.
We're dead last. Ranked dead last in the league.
When I was watching the end of the game, I was watching it on the phone. So my son had hockey. And at one point, I ran out of Wi-Fi, so I was just watching the updates. And when I just saw the score change and the pick six, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I just gave up. I just shut it off, and I was like, I'm not watching anything the rest of the day. It's just, it's so hard to be a Bucks fan.
No, it really is. This is the way the team's been for years. I think at this point, it's just a poorly managed team.
You know what ruined it for us? The Super Bowl.
Probably,
We were great up until we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
5 years prior to the Super Bowl, we were a good team.
I mean, people come all like down on Jameis, and they pretend he's got all these weapons. He really doesn't. If you take, if you know, every team's game plan, you take away Godwin and Evans, you have nothing. You have literally nothing. You have guys dropping, you know, wide open balls. Even Evans.
You have Scotty Miller, and yesterday we found out we had Scotty Miller and Cameron Brate.
Yeah.
Cameron Brate, the 7-foot tight end. We don't have a tight end scheming offense, but all of a sudden we were like, well, you know, we can throw to these guys.
You've got your number one draft pick tight end that is literally getting benched because he can't catch the ball, and he's worthless on the field.
What is that all about?
Like, yeah, that's the catch.
Yeah, the one behind the back.
What are you doing?
Was he trying to pass it to somebody behind his back?
No, he just never actually had it.
Yeah, so they give the Saints the ball on the 10, and they score on the very next play. So now, once again, you're playing from behind the entire game. The Bucs ran the ball 8 times yesterday. An entire game, 8 times.
That's
two of which
fault.
Came on the last play of the drive of the game.
That might be my fault because I picked Ronald Jones in most of my FanDuel games yesterday.
And didn't Jameis have one of the longest runs?
Yeah.
For the team?
It was awful.
You've got your offensive coordinator is Byron Leftwich, who until this year has never been an offensive coordinator.
But
when you're running the ball 6 times a game, what do you expect?
He was a quarterback. And he worked with Arians before. And the interesting thing is when you watch the game on TV, they talk about Byron Leftwich like he has taken teams to the Super Bowl before.
He's never been a coordinator.
Brilliant Byron Leftwich. And I'm like, brilliant. I'm like, he was an okay quarterback.
His game plan is throw the ball to Mike Evans as many times as possible.
Yeah. It was really weird.
When teams take away Mike Evans, or Mike Evans is having a down game, because that's how he is. He'll be up and he goes up and down, up and down, up and down. There was a crucial 4th down where he got hit in the hands and just straight up dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And just a complete, just straight up drop.
Did you see any of the Patriots game? Did you see the Brady to Edelman, Edelman to, I forgot who it was, in the end zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I love seeing plays like that.
I'll tell you 2 good things about the Bucs, though. The uniforms look great.
You like those pajamas?
I love those.
The color rush?
Yeah, the color rush ones are cool.
I think they look like one-piece pajamas.
No, I think they look great. And Gay made a 55-yarder.
Yeah, Gay was great yesterday. Gay had a rough start, but it seems like he's settled in.
Yeah, the reason they got that kid is because he has the leg to hit 50 yards. Yeah,
same reason
goals.
They got Aguayo and everybody else. But he actually is going to be, I think he'll be just fine.
I mean, like I said, people pretend that Jameis is surrounded by all these weapons. He's really not. Outside of Evans and Godwin, who's only emerging this year, you have nothing.
Listen,
you have literally
you
zero.
You have Scotty Miller, who has some amazing speed. It's like they just found out that he had speed. You got Perryman, who can't catch anything.
Yeah.
You got Ugobagwe, that guy.
Yeah.
What is that guy's name? You don't know. You don't know how to say
Ugobagwe?
It. Ugobagwe. It's amazing as Gene Deckerhoff. It's one of the only things he says correctly. It's like he spent his 3-hour drive over here from Tallahassee. Go, Ugobagwe, Ugobagwe, practicing. It's over for everybody. If I'm Bruce Arians, I go, I don't want to do this anymore. I was fine being retired.
I don't know how Jason Light still has a job when that's the team that he puts on the field.
Yeah.
You've got multiple busted draft picks. You just cut your first round draft pick last week, Hargraves, because he was horrible.
Right.
OJ Howard got benched last week. He was your first round pick like the year after that. Like, what are you doing? You have nothing.
Does Arians get fired this year?
No.
No.
It's not him.
No.
It's not him.
What about Jason Light then?
He should have been fired 2 years ago.
What about Byron Sandwich?
Byron left.
Buy a sandwich.
Eat his elbow and Byron sandwich.
Buy a sandwich.
I don't know. You got Baker somebody and Freddie Kitchens.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. That's not a
Kirk Cousins, Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, you got a bunch of
Jason Basement.
Base and sandwich and whatever.
The way that team is built now, Jameis Winston has to play a perfect game every week just to even keep them in the game and give them a chance.
Yeah,
because
as soon as
they go down scores, that's it. They have to. They have no run game, so they literally have to throw
the
ball.
That's what I was going
to
say. Shouldn't I know their running back's name?
No.
Right? Yeah. No, but shouldn't I? Like, shouldn't they have a running back that I would know his name?
They have 2 running backs. They started with Peyton Barber. Then they went to Ronald Jones, Rojo, as they were calling him yesterday. And then Rojo's been the guy. He ran in a touchdown last week, but he's done nothing.
In the meantime, when they passed on Dalvin Cook in the draft, he's now the leading rusher in the league.
Yep,
so, what's going on?
You
know what
crazy.
I mean? You're passing on guys. You've got an entire draft class that is a bust in 2016 because none of those guys are even on the damn team anymore.
I will tell you that if you're looking for fantasy football advice, Sunday morning on this very radio station, Mike Olivero, John Brennan, Swigs, and Gio. So are we there this week? I don't know.
No, not this week.
These guys do a fantasy show. Don't ever listen to them. Don't ever listen to them. If you want to know, so this is what I did. On Saturday, I was driving and Migs and Swig were on, and I put it on, and Swig had his son Asher in here, who's 15, 16, and him and his friends were talking about draft stuff, and I just started making notes, and I played all the picks that Asher made. I played with a couple of my guys, and all of his guys scored 25 or more points, and all of my guys single digits. I put in Lamar Jackson, Gallup, a couple guys that I know were good, but I never used them, and then used them with other people, and they all killed it yesterday.
Didn't you say Ronnie? Ronnie killed it for you,
Ronnie,
too?
Ronnie Lane smashed it the first time. But they were going deep on some backups that I put in there that nobody was picking that were low cost. And it was my picks that ruined my gambling on Sunday.
I have a question for Galvin and Gio. Who has the better season, right? You guys are doing the...
Right now, the Steelers are 5-5 and the Bucs are 3-7, but that's just right now.
How many more games is there? Four? Five?
There's 16 total games.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's six
more I don't
games.
Feel good about my chances.
I still wake up every Sunday morning. Excited for football. I don't know what I'm excited about.
I'm a beaten man. I really don't anymore. Between college football being a complete joke and now this, I've got nothing left.
Once Deion takes over your team, you'll be fine.
He's not taking over anything. Apparently the thing to do now when the Bucs do bad is to hop on social media and like mother F me all afternoon because everybody's like F you, you suck. Like my social media only blows up when the Bucs are playing poorly. And then people are just like crapping all over me, like as if I'm the one running the goddamn team.
You do stand behind Gio in the worst of times.
Yeah,
I mean James.
Yeah.
So I try to every time James screws up, I text Gio during the game, and then he yells at me back. And I'm sure this one was his fault too.
Let me just point something out. Don't text me during the game. People that text me during a Steelers game, I block your number. You're the worst. I don't even look on Twitter. But if you text me, stop it. I know what happened. Relax. Get out of here.
Do you get those a lot?
Last season. This season, we're not that great. So it's not, it's kind of expected. But, last season. Did you guys see where on Saturday Night Live, Kenan Thompson played Myles Garrett?
No.
He came in with a Steelers helmet holding it and stuff, and he said that Trump pardoned him and he was going to send him overseas, and he's just going to bash people in the head with the helmet. He goes, what had happened was the guy's helmet fell off. I was just trying to put it back on his head.
All right, it's time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
With Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news brought to you by Pelt Shoes. Pelt Shoes specializes in style and comfort for all brands and sizes, even hard-to-find fits. There are 6 locations throughout Tampa Bay. PeltsShoes.com. Some sad news. 10 men were shot, 4 of them fatally, during what police say was very likely a targeted shooting at a backyard football watch party in Fresno, California on Sunday night. Police say some 35 to 40 family and friends were watching a football game in the southeast of the city when one or more people sneaked onto the property through a side access and began shooting. They did not appear to have actually entered the house. Some of the survivors initially listed in critical condition were now in stable condition. 3 people, all Asian men between the ages of 25 and 30, died on the scene.
Asian men, is it?
Asian, yes. Wow. Police were canvassing the neighborhood to discover the motives for the shooting and who was behind it.
Well, that is really weird and sad, but that's why when I'm home watching football, I lock all the doors. I stay in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want anybody coming in my backyard.
Also, we know that America has the most mass shootings. We all know that, right? So whenever you tweet out that thing that says all the different countries, and this has 1, this has 1, this has 4, this has 6, whatever, and then it scrolls down and there's 267 for the United States.
Yeah.
You're not a good person.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us know that. Yeah, we know. We know that there's a problem. I don't understand that. Do you think that you're better because you tweet that? This is what's happening.
They feel like that. Is that their way of saying the guns are the problem?
I feel like it.
Because there are gun laws?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's every time I see that, I just go, who are you? What are you doing?
I think we dig a little bit deeper. I'm sure it wasn't just a random Asian family that got shot up.
You think so?
Oh, no, of course not. There's probably some sort of connection, some sort of drug connection or something like that. I'm guessing, but I would guess it's not just a random shoot 'em up.
I've been watching a lot of Forensics Files lately, and that show makes me feel like there are no coincidences when it comes to murder. It's always somebody's trying to get away.
Rarely is it somebody who's, hey, let's go and shoot people and stuff. You're shooting someone to kill somebody or some people.
Speaking of shooting to kill, Spanish.
Yes.
This guy just put on the Minnesota Gun Talk page that I'm on.
Minnesota Gun Talk?
Minnesota.
Oh, man.
Sarasota, Manatee County. Christmas special. Tree stand hog hunts till January 1st. As many hogs as you could shoot in Mayaca City. Weekend mornings. $100 a person.
I'm down. I'm in.
Let's go.
I'll pay for the both of us since I bailed on you last time.
Ooh, you did.
Yeah,
you
got a lot of me. I feel bad, yeah. But I'm going to need a bigger gun if we're going to be shooting wild boar because...
I got guns for you.
Dude, it is a nightmare to think that you shot a wild boar in the face and it got back up.
I shot in the head, I shot in the face. I mean, don't make me seem like I'm...
Being a 30-06?
Dude, I don't know what he's got. It has a big bullet and the thing still got up.
Yeah, and you're going to have to shoot it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. They got him the size of... They look like the size of Jurassic Park boars.
It's good eating.
Yeah, M16.
You're just going crazy.
I'm going to use the AR-15. That's what everybody's using now.
I'm going to use a turret.
I got an AR you could use. You want
to
do that?
I'd love to, yeah. Yeah, seriously.
All right.
I'll bring my shotgun.
Oh, dude.
Blow!
Bring your shotgun, and then don't plan on ever eating any other of the boar.
Oh, I can't eat it.
Yeah.
What?
That's true. I just want to kill something.
Yeah, dude. Get some slugs and just blast it.
No, terrible.
Okay.
Longtime Trump political advisor Roger Stone was found guilty on Friday of lying to and obstructing Congress in a case that has shed new light on President Donald Trump's anticipation of the release of stolen Democratic emails in the 2016 by WikiLeaks. Stone, a political operative and Trump's friend, was found guilty on all 7 counts brought by the Justice Department, a victory for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
I am not surprised at all. And Roger Stone is just inherently a bad person. If you ever watch a Netflix documentary, Get Me Roger Stone, you'll see he's the guy that you went to when you wanted to do bad stuff.
Really?
You know? Yeah, he's shady from back in the day. And he's the one that got Manafort in the Trump campaign.
You mean this guy?
Yeah.
Whoa,
Justin Stengel wrote that he was going to jail, but he was going to spray mist out of his umbrella and escape.
He did write that after I wrote Gotham will be safer tonight. #.
I'm just saying. He's stealing jokes?
I'm just saying. I saw that. Seemed like he was inspired by my joke. Because I read that and I went,
He does look quite like the Penguin.
He really does.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, who's guilty? That guy with the black glasses and the top hat sneaking around like spy versus spy?
Also, Roger Stone, like everything about him is weird and shady. He has a huge Nixon tattoo on his back.
Right.
Really?
He's like walking around naked and stuff.
He's a swinger. And him and his wife were putting ads in swinger magazines. And then when they got caught, they tried to deny it and say, oh, somebody's setting us up and blah, blah, blah. He's just an odd, odd character.
Wow.
And he's in politics.
He's in politics. He's not an elected official or anything like that. Okay. He's an advisor. And he has been doing it for a long, long time. And his thing is always deny, deny, deny. He is just as shady as they come. Like, no one is surprised that he's going to jail.
But here's the thing that you say, Carmen. He's in politics? Yes. There's weird people everywhere. I've said this for a million years. You could be a judge. You could be a doctor. You could be anything that you think, the respected person. Whatever. No, there's weirdos everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. That guy's giving people advice. The guy who has a Nixon tattoo on his back is giving people advice.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And they're listening to him.
Look, it's not that he's not intelligent. Right, it's not that he isn't smart. He knows how to work the system. That's what he does. He's a system worker. But eventually shadiness catches up to you.
Yeah.
Especially now when the target is so big on Trump and you can't necessarily get Trump or it's going to take a long time. So you just start getting the people around you. It's, I don't think anybody's surprised. I don't even think he's surprised.
Mm-mm.
You think Trump will give him one of those...
A pardon?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, that's too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Well, I mean, I mean, I don't know. If they look like they're gonna, if it looks like Trump's gonna get impeached, and it looks like it's gonna be bad, he may just start rolling out pardons,
sure,
left and right,
pardon everybody. You know, who knows?
Federal prosecutors offered a plea deal to two correctional officers responsible for guarding Jeffrey Epstein on the night of his death
slash suicide slash murder.
But the officers have declined the offer. The existence of the plea offer signals the Justice Department is considering criminal charges in connection with the wealthy financier's death at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York in August. The city's medical examiner ruled Epstein's death a suicide. The guards on Epstein's unit are suspected of failing to check on him every half hour as required and fabricating log entries to show they had. As part of the processed, as part of the proposed plea deal, prosecutors wanted the guards to admit they falsified the prison records.
Yeah, and they said he was sleeping, and they said that the reason they were sleeping is because they're understaffed and overworked. All I know is, it seems to me that the entire world agrees that this guy was murdered, but we're all like, oh yeah, he was murdered.
How
like,
long?
Why are we so complacent with it? We're like, well, what do we do?
How long until these two are murdered?
That's a good question, Galvin. A
couple weeks.
If it goes back to the Kennedy assassination and all the people who died in one car accidents and all the super healthy and all of a sudden had heart attacks and all that stuff, you look at these things and you think, like, if I'm involved in this, I don't feel safe at all.
Oh no,
I don't feel safe at all. And who are you protecting? Are you protecting Clinton? Are you protecting Trump? Are you protecting the prince? Are you protecting, like, who?
Yeah.
Who is the biggest power here? Who's got the longest reach and the biggest?
Are you protecting yourself and your family and maybe money that was given to you? If you're one of these correctional officers, that they give you some money and they say, hey, once this blows over, we'll give you the rest of it or whatever. Or, hey, don't say anything or we'll murder your family.
Yeah,
like
I did.
If I'm Epstein,
if I'm in involved in this, I don't talk for sure because I know, look, I go, look what they did to this guy. They're going to get me easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think the problem is not that the world doesn't believe that he was murdered. We just don't know what to do about it. Like, I firmly believe he was murdered. And the forensics, the world's most renowned forensics guy who did the, what's his name, Dr. Michael, whatever, did the autopsy. He comes out and says, yeah, his strangulation was done by someone else. It shows signs of force. It signs that he was choked. And the guys, we believe him on every other case. Every news agency hires the guy
right
to go ahead and do an autopsy and give us his report. And we believe everything that he says, except this time we're like, well, you know, he doesn't know. So at this point, what do we do?
Well,
like, you would think Trump would be all over this, that he would be saying, look at all, like, he would be using this against the Clintons and against the Democrats right now, unless he's got something to hide as well.
Right. Right. And that's the other thing is, what do? We, you know, normal people, you know, normal citizens, what do we do besides, you know, keep on retweeting the memes and stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're a person in power, are you afraid that you'll be murdered too if you speak up and actually get some noise on this?
But if the more you get it out, the more people that know and talk about it, the safer you become.
Right, but that's a couple waves. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be the first one making waves, and they kill you.
Right.
And then, you know, they
go. But Trump has so much money and power himself that he's not someone that you could kill easily. Or, you know what I mean?
Tell
fake a
Kennedy.
Suicide. But, and I would say for Trump, because he denies the fact that he had, you know what I mean? Like, he has a picture with him, but he denies the fact ever being on his plane and blah, 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 this. I think, if anything, he's not making noise about this because he knows a lot of people, or there's a lot of people connected to him.
You're probably right. Right. I mean, you're probably right. Whether he did anything or not, he is probably associated with other people. I guess the prince did a an interview over the weekend where he apologized for having any association with Jeffrey Epstein, but denied that he had ever done anything, and, you know, didn't. And that the woman that came out and said that she was a teenager, she was trafficked in to have sex with the prince. He said that's not true. Well, I don't think anybody believes that. We all are like, okay, we believe it, you know. But
Michael,
what do we do?
Michael Baden was the pathologist you guys were
yes,
thinking of.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad I got you a laptop. You're down to 6 minutes of looking stuff.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to interrupt.
Really, the absolute best, man.
If you're a fan of Bar Louie, you may have found one of its locations in Clearwater had briefly closed its doors. The restaurant was shut down for almost 5 hours on Monday after November 4th, after a state inspector found live roaches in the kitchen and food at dangerous temperatures.
That's not the first time for Bar Louie. Bar Louie's got a problem.
The inspectors discovered Bar Louie and Clearwater had over 20 live and dead cockroaches. Whoa. Near the cook's line, coolers and fryers inside the kitchen. They also found over 100 pounds of food at improper temperatures due to the cooler getting turned off overnight. Inspectors also issued a stop sale on a few gallons of milk because they were all expired by a few weeks.
What?
And had to be discarded.
Oh, my God. Milk for a few weeks.
Oh. Yeah.
It's been expired for a few weeks.
Oh, ugh. Dude.
It was in there, yeah. So, Bar Louie said that they are working on making everything
this
right.
This is not the first time.
No?
That's no. Unfortunate. Bar Louie is, because I've eaten at Bar Louie before, and then they had that first one, the one in the mall over here, and I was like, oh, great.
Mm.
Gross.
A day that began with the hopes of an NFL-sanctioned workout for Colin Kaepernick at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility in Flowery Branch, Georgia, ended with a roughly 45-minute throwing session at Atlanta Area High School live-streamed on YouTube. Kaepernick spoke publicly for the first time since his days as a member of the San Francisco 49ers. His brief statement challenged the commissioner of the league and its 31 owners to, quote, stop running from the truth. This is weird. So they had it all set up at the Atlanta Falcons facility.
Right. We had 25 teams that were coming to watch him.
Right. And then Kaepernick said, no, we're moving it. And they moved it to a high school.
Do you know why he wanted to move it?
He said because Nike was going to film and he wanted to film stuff, whatever. So they had to have waivers and do all this different stuff. But according to Nike, they were never going to film.
Well, and he said that he wanted the media to be able to film it. And the problem there is that here's how I feel. I feel like the media was going to film it and they were going to stream it live on a YouTube channel. And I'm thinking on this so far, okay, I want that because I don't want anybody to come back and say we watched Kaepernick and it was terrible. Well, we don't have any video of it to judge. Well, now we have it all on video. However, I think that could have easily been arranged in advance. Did you see Stephen A. Smith talking about it?
Yeah.
Well, Colin Kaepernick put out a list of questions that he was asking the NFL that they weren't answering. And it was like in regards of who's going to be able to film, who's going to own the rights to that film, who's going to be able to send it out.
Right. But they already had it all. They already had it set up at the facility. And then he wanted to change things. And they said he wanted to change things the night before.
No, it was that morning.
An hour before. Yeah. And they're like, we already have all these waivers signed. We already have all this stuff. There's no way we can do that.
He was at an NFL facility. And instead of going to the facility, he went to a high school.
Do you want to hear the NFL? This is their statement that they said today's session was designed to give Colin what he has consistently said he wants, an opportunity to show his football readiness and desire to return to the NFL. 25 clubs were present for the workout, and all 32 clubs, their head coaches, general managers, and other personnel executives would have received a video footage of the interview and workout shot by the Atlanta Falcons video crew. It's important to note the following. As stated above, more than three-fourths of the NFL clubs were present for today's workout. The NFL made considerable effort to work cooperatively with Colin's representatives. We invited his agent to suggest questions for the interview. Let's see. Last night, when Nike, with Colin's approval, requested to shoot an ad featuring Colin and mentioning all the NFL teams present at the workout, we agreed to the request. So they agreed to that. Then they say on Wednesday, we send Colin's representatives a standard liability waiver based on the waiver used by the National Invitational Camp at all NFL combines and by NFL clubs when trying out free agent players. At noon today, Colin's representatives sent a completely rewritten and insufficient waiver back.
Ouch.
Yeah, so there is a lot of stuff. It seems to me like he was like, I'm going to play in the NFL. I'm going to play in the NFL. We're going to go over to this high school now. And it's like, oh, okay.
Listen to Stephen A. Smith's take on this.
Man, one of the champs. 25 teams show up in Georgia at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility. State-of-the-art facility, NFL personnel, equipment, everything. Video, everything. And what does Colin Kaepernick do? Not Tuesday, when he found out about it. Not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday. Saturday. 3 hours before the workout. because of some issue with a liability waiver. Colin Kaepernick wants to change the venue. Colin Kaepernick wants his own receivers. Colin Kaepernick wants to video things himself. Colin Kaepernick wants the media. This Colin Kaepernick, media can't find him. He ain't done no interviews. He ain't talked to nobody. Media can't find him, but he wants to do it. He wants the media available now. You see? You see?
Dramatic.
He don't want to play.
That's the truth.
He wants to be a martyr. But guess what? It ain't working this time. All of us believe that Colin Kaepernick would have showed out. And if he had showed out, I'm here to tell you, I believe he would have had a job inside of 2 weeks. But it didn't happen.
See, I agree with him. I don't think everybody's like, oh, a team's not going to hire him because he'll be all that. I don't think a team cares, especially a team that sees a guy and is like, holy cow, we could really use a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. There's
or we could use a backup
teams.
Quarterback. And, you know, there are plenty of teams that have been like, we don't care. We'll
that'll
take
look
him.
Past a lot of stuff. Yeah.
And now he's right. I think he screwed this up so hardcore now that nobody's interested in working with him now. And he didn't show anything that was that great.
No, and here's the weird thing. So he moved it to a high school that was like an hour away from that facility and stuff. And I think, I don't know, like
six or eight
teams showed up. Whatever, Steelers were one that did not show up, which I was very happy about. But he's out there and he's just throwing passes to guys. And I mean, he looks good. Like, I couldn't throw that far. But there are a lot of people who
there
can.
There are a lot of college quarterbacks who can.
A ton of college quarterbacks. There's a ton of 18-year-old kids that are out there right now that could throw those passes and do it. I'm like, that doesn't really show me much. I don't know.
Yeah, nobody was super impressed, and I think that was by his design, like he said. And I think that Colin Kaepernick, Bruce Arians said it best. We're not that interested in a 32-year-old quarterback with a bum shoulder.
Right. I mean, like I said before, rarely do people take 3 years off and then come back better.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that, you know, maybe one in a million that does that and stuff, but he was a guy that was on the bench the last time he played.
Yeah.
And 3 years have gone by. You know, they talk about in boxing, ring rust. It's the same, you know, regardless of whether you're working out all the time. Even in that, he's not having people rush him.
And let's keep in mind, when he stopped playing, he was not starting.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah, he was on the bench.
Teams didn't want to bring him in, so the NFL set it up where teams didn't have to bring him in but could still go see him work out and see that he could still play, and he screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And I think Stephen A. Smith's right, by design.
Yeah.
I think that was his way of saying, I just want to be a martyr. You know, this also was probably part of his NFL settlement that they had to give him a shot.
It might be, yeah. Like, the NFL set this up. It wasn't like teams were calling Kaepernick. I was reading an article from his agent, and he says that he didn't feel optimistic this was going to do anything because he's already talked to all 32 teams, and none of them want to bring him in for even a workout.
Yeah.
So this was a chance to get out there and show people, okay, you can play, you know, because if a team brings him in for a workout, it's going to be huge news. And if they don't sign him, then it's going to be, what the hell, you know?
Right.
So teams don't want to deal with that. They just don't want to deal with that.
I don't have this hate for Colin Kaepernick about the national anthem thing, but he does seem like kind of a whiny bitch now.
Now, sure.
Like I'm all for him fighting for the cause and the freedom and all that stuff. Do whatever you want to do. But the simple fact that he's saying that he is blackballed when he's clearly not.
It also seems just angry with his statements and stuff. Stop running from. Oh, shut up.
And please. I was the one last week when everybody's like, this is all a show. This is all for the NFL to bring him out. I was like, no, I think somebody's going to sign him after this. Boy, was I wrong.
It's a crazy story because he literally did nothing wrong. He did not do anything wrong initially to get teams to be so far against him. Like there's guys that have like beat up women and beat their kids and
but
all
those
kinds
guys
of the NFL.
Get to play the guy who beats up his wife and video and then gets to play the following week. Why does he get to play? Because he's good.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, Ray Lewis stabbed the guy at a club, and Ray Lewis, everybody was like, no, he didn't do it, and like 10 guys took the heat for him.
It's just crazy. There are so many like legit, really dirtbag, garbage human beings.
But they're
that
usually
play in the NFL.
The good.
They're not always good. They're
Akeem Talib's pretty good.
Yeah,
they just keep shuffling them around from team to team till you know until they can't take them anymore. But when he plays, he's pretty good.
It's just a it's a crazy story.
Yeah,
I don't know that he ever plays now at this point.
Oh no, he doesn't play anymore.
No,
unless he goes and plays for the Vipers or one of them.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that.
Even that, I don't think they want him in. Everybody's standing for the national anthem for the XFL.
Yeah. Or, I don't know. He's I think anybody playing in the XFL is so happy to have a job that they're like, I'll stand.
Is the CFL still around? Maybe you can go up there.
I'll do what you want. Hey, by the way, just remind me, I said Nazi salute. There's a show on Epix that was in season one, episode eight last night that I saw for the first time. Never heard of it before. And I cannot believe that I'm not watching it. We haven't talked about it. It's with Forrest Whitaker and...
yeah,
Pyle,
the Godfather of Harlem.
Yeah,
is that, yeah.
Oh, have you watched it?
No, I haven't, but I want to watch that. Yeah, I saw the previews for it. It looked good.
It's like it's about 60s and 70s mobsters versus the Harlem.
Well, I think
mobsters.
He's playing the guy. Remember the Denzel Washington movie that he had, the
American Hustle,
American or Gangster, or something, something like that.
Yeah,
that guy, that particular guy.
Okay.
I believe he plays him. And, who was the guy who brought in all the
It's
heroin.
All real. There's Joe Bonanno. There's Vinny the Chin. There's all these guys. And there's Malcolm X is in there because it's all during the civil rights time. I watched it last night for the first time by accident. I'm like, how do I not know about this?
Bumpy Johnson.
Bumpy. That's
yeah,
it.
That's
yeah.
his name, yeah.
He said season 8.
Yeah, it was season 1, episode 8.
Oh, okay.
Because I started watching it. I'm like, is this the first episode? Like, how did I not heard about this? It was, Forrest Whitaker's great and everything.
He's
but
so
he
good.
Was really good in this last night. And it deals, it's a lot more than just like mob and war stuff. I mean, his daughter was a heroin addict. And it was really, I really enjoyed it. I'm surprised I'd never heard about it before. Bumpy. That was it.
Bumpy
did you ever make it to The Mandalorian?
No. So... can I ask you some questions about this? So my brother and I were arguing last night. He watched it, and he said it was great. And he said Baby Yoda, and I said it's not Yoda.
No,
but he's swearing it is.
No, it's not. It's species. It's
right.
the same species.
Right, but...
Yoda's species has never been named in Star Wars, so nobody knows. That's why everybody's saying Baby Yoda, because the species does not have a name.
That's
right.
why. I didn't know that.
Right.
And they even say, because it's a, you know, obviously he's a bounty hunter, and he goes, this doesn't make sense. They said he's 50 years old.
Yeah.
He's a little baby.
Right, because Yoda, the Yoda species lives to be so old that 50 years wouldn't be a lot.
Right, and then when does this take place?
This
happens, movie-wise.
Right, it's supposed to be, I think, 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Right, yeah. After Return of the Jedi and before The Force Awakens.
So Boba Fett would be dead.
Yes.
Right. We know this is not Boba Fett.
Or maybe he's dead. Right?
Well, in the Return of the Jedi, he falls in the Sarlacc pit, but in the books, graphic novels, he escapes.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know.
When Disney bought Lucasfilm, they took all the books out of canon, so
right.
all that stuff doesn't count
anymore. Right. Because the whole Luke Leia thing is different as well.
Totally different.
Okay. All right. Good.
This is
Justin,
good
morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's
today?
Up, buddy? Good.
Not much. Hey, man, that Godfather of Harlem show is pretty badass, but basically it's based off of Bumpy Johnson from the 50s and 60s, which basically he's the one that introduced drugs to Harlem. And that's basically what the whole concept of the show about is that he basically did time in prison. And when he came back, the mob, you know, the Italian mob ran the drugs. And basically he took every square block back, basically his territory back. And that's what the whole point of the show is, his process and how he took over Harlem back and
yeah.
Basically ruined a lot of people's lives, but it's a badass show. And Forrest Whitaker, not everybody sleeps on him, man, but he's one of the best actors around.
Oh, no, he's great. Everything he's in, he's great. And did you ever one scene? Thank you, sir.
Everyone sleeps on him, and his eye sleeps on him, too.
Do you know he said that he didn't notice his eye until the press kept bringing it up to him?
He's ridiculous.
That can't be real.
He said, he's like, I had it, but I never noticed it until the press kept asking about it. What Vincent D'Onofrio's in this.
Yeah.
Chaz Palminteri's in this. There, I don't know. There are so many great actors in this.
In the Denzel, the movie, Denzel plays Bumpy, and they're sitting around in a diner, and there's a guy who owes him money who's kept on ducking him and stuff. So he goes, "You got your gun on you?" And takes the guy's gun, walks down, shoots the guy in the head. He's got money in a jar for something. Takes the money, puts it in his pocket, goes back and starts eating. And they're all like, "What's anybody gonna do?"
Damn.
Like nobody's gonna say anything. Nobody's gonna do anything.
You were right, Galvin. The movie was American Gangster.
American Gangster.
Yeah, it only took 12 minutes to look at it. So American Gangster is the one with Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington. Is that right? Russell Crowe plays the cop?
Yeah.
So my father was the corrections officer at the time, and he said that Bumpy Johnson was in with him. And said he actually had a relationship with him. Like,
really?
If you were to see him today, yeah, because he said he was super polite, call all the guards, sir, yes, sir, and everything. So they all, my father was like, he's a perfect example of how to survive in prison. Be good to other people, and they're going to be good to you.
So I guess his cousin was in the military and was over in Vietnam, and there was so much heroin over there and all kind of stuff. Well, when the soldiers would die and they'd bring them back in the caskets, they would hide the drugs in the caskets and get it back that way. And
damn.
So they had a ton,
of old inside dead people heroin.
Oh, God.
Give out to them.
A majority of Americans believe their online and offline activities are being tracked and monitored by companies and the government with some regularity. It is such a common condition of modern life that roughly 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they don't think it is possible to go through a day of life without having data collected about them by companies and the government.
Oh, agreed 100%.
Yeah, I mean, everything you do, every move you make online, whether you're saying stuff and your Alexa picks it up, I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I also, I watched a documentary about it, so I see how, like, a lot of folks are saying, you know, you realize it's not, they're not listening to you. It's the algorithms that they're putting together, like, so if everybody comes to my house to watch a fight and they all have their phones on where it tracks their location, they know you're all at my house. Mm-hmm. Then they know while we're there, we all looked up something on their phone that we talked about. Like, and that's how that's more likely how it happens than the fact that they're just eavesdropping on you.
Help! I've been hacked!
But everybody knows. You know, I mean, how many times Alexa solving murders? And clearly it's listening to you.
Yeah. A man in New York has sued his former company because he says that after they found out that he was gay, they cut his pay.
In what year?
This year.
Wow.
Because he was being paid, quote, so much more than the other females in the office.
Other females.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they cut it. They said, well, you're gay, so you're making more than the rest of the ladies.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So he is suing them. There's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell from Maryland, and he's a bank teller at Freedom Federal Credit Union branch. He was working last Monday when a 78-year-old guy came in and made a big withdrawal. So that night, Nathan went to that guy's house, forced his way in, attacked the guy, and robbed him. He ran off with the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter, pulled a gun, and threatened to call the cops. I'm sorry. He ran off when the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled a gun and threatened to call the cops.
Oh, that's different.
The police were able to put the pieces together. They arrested Nathan at the bank 2 days later. He's been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion. Jesus. Look at this winner. Look at this guy. Hey.
Oh, boy.
You work in a bank?
Yeah, for real.
Talk about not being able to see his eyes.
Talk about neck beard. I thought mine was bad.
Jeez. He should do this.
No.
We discussed earlier how I saw my Golden Diamond Source commercial, and I was wondering, where are my eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Julie Weintraub could make me diamond eyes.
Oh,
hey, by the way, this is, you're so wrong, Spanish.
What?
So right. James, go ahead. James. The American Gangster was Frank Lucas.
Yeah. Who worked under Bumpy.
Right.
But yeah, Bumpy was killed in the
That's who my dad had was Frank Lucas, not Bumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
They can't remember everything.
You're the worst, man.
What did I do? I don't even know what I did wrong.
It was the movie American Gangster was about Frank Lucas, not Bumpy Johnson.
Is there another movie?
Frank worked for Bumpy.
Okay.
And then now in Godfather of Harlem, Forrest Whitaker plays Bumpy.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
When I was at St. Leo, we had a guy who got a STD. We called him Bumpy Johnson.
Oh, my God.
If Johnson was Bumpy, we call him Bumpy Johnson.
That is a tough name.
Mo fixed the poster, so your name is spelled right.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mo and Michael.
Me. Oh, it's already out there, though. It's already out there.
Polichemy. That's it.
You got to change it. Polichemy. Police in Colorado found 26 children behind a false wall in the basement of a daycare center. It appears the staff hid them there to avoid getting busted for having more kids than the license allows.
Oh, man, I thought this was going to be a way worse story, no, dude.
It's a daycare, and they're only supposed to have, whatever, 12 kids, and they have way more. So they're like, quick, hide in the wall safe.
So they're hiding the kids in there?
Hiding the kids
like
in there.
Like upon inspection?
Yeah, I guess. They can't even see how many kids. So they have a false wall, and they put all the kids back there.
That's
yeah, because kids aren't going to make a bunch of noise and do all that stuff.
That's crazy, though.
There was a food truck in San Marcos, Texas, caught fire and exploded last week. It was so loud that it woke someone up, and they started filming. So the fire was going on. They started filming. As soon as they start filming, the truck explodes. We have video of it up on Bone TV. Ooh, this is pretty amazing. Watch this.
What is she screaming about? She's 20 flights up.
They're freaking out about it. But yeah, listen to that explosion. Oh, but I think free food, right? It's already cooked. It's already cooked.
I was listening to Slater this morning, and he was like, there's a car fire on 75. We just saw it on the camera. It just exploded. And I thought, oh, if he's got that video, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
They're just watching traffic cameras and something blows up. That's pretty cool.
The city council in Venice, Italy, voted down measures to combat climate change. And then 2 minutes later, their offices were flooded by the city's worst flood in 50 years.
Yeah,
isn't
you see,
it ironic?
Did you guys see pictures of any of that?
No.
Of Venice? Oh, my God. It is a disaster right now. A absolute disaster. They have pictures of people that are trying to walk to work, and the water is just up to their knees, and they're just going
You know
to work.
Who caused it? Mark Wahlberg, Italian Job, when they raised that building.
That's right.
Yeah,
they screwed between everything. That and Ocean's 11 or 12 or one of those, they also raised a building.
Oh, man.
Stop raising buildings. Yeah. I told you.
Ruined the whole thing.
According to a new study out of the University of Tennessee, when you put your game face on, it can actually help you perform better. Researchers say, quote, game face may not only improve performance in cognitive tasks, but also could lead to better recovery from stress. Get your game face on, Seth.
Let's see your game face. What if my game face is a smile? Because a smile comes with the uniform.
What if your game face is what Mike does?
Nope.
Oh, I do.
Yep.
Anybody have a Costco card?
I do. In my pocket.
Costco is selling one of the most expensive hams in the world for a discount price.
What?
A single leg usually costs over $1,000. But Costco is selling them for $560.
What?
So it's quite a deal. Almost 50% off. There's what it looks like.
Ooh.
Big old ham leg there.
Let me tell you about Costco. Can I give you a heads up on something?
Sure.
Yes.
Every time I go to Costco, it's on a whim. Most of the time, I should say. And when I pull up there, I'm like, I don't have my Costco cards. Then I have to go inside and get a temporary card first.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have an app now. And you can link it to your card to your apps. Now when I go in, I just beep, beep, show
your
phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. You always have your phone on you.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Works out. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So we went and saw it. You were out of town, and then it happened while we were on the cruise, and we're like, damn it, because we want to watch it. Well, at the end of BKFC 9, their broadcast on Saturday, a promo ran, and at the end, announcing upcoming debut of a guy who is known as the Iranian Hulk. Yeah, their announcement didn't include an official date or an opponent, but
I've seen this guy.
Teases World War III, USA versus Iran in the year 2020. I would like to introduce you to the Iranian Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who
Look
fights
at that,
him?
Dude.
We need a good American to fight him.
You know who fights him? A guy who whoops his ass.
Yeah. He's all just big shoulders. And
I mean, he's huge. He's a giant guy. He's not defined at all, but he's definitely a big guy.
You punch him in the face a couple of times.
Right. Though. Yeah, that's the thing. He's not going to be able to swing, and you know how much blood it takes to swing those arms and stuff. You know, he's going to be tired out in like 3 seconds.
Carmen, I look at that, and you know what I say?
What?
USA. USA. USA.
USA.
USA.
I think you put any good heavyweight fighter against him, and they destroy him because he's too big.
Good Lord.
I was watching a Teen Titans Go cartoon yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a kid's.
Robin, I know.
Yeah, but it's a kid's version of it.
Yeah, I know.
And they were talking about the fighting, and they were doing the crane kick.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, if done right, no can defend.
Wow.
And the kid does the crane kick, and the cartoon character goes, you couldn't even fight Billy Zapko with that. And I thought, how many kids got that reference?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody. Yeah. Spanish doesn't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Billy Zabko is the guy who he fought at the end. You know, he kicks him right in the head.
Who?
Billy Zabko.
Billy Zabka. Who That's fights what I was him? Saying.
The Karate Kid.
Fights who?
Billy Zabko.
What's his name?
The Karate Kid?
No, the other kid.
Danielson?
No.
Zabko.
Yeah.
Billy?
What? No.
What's his name in the movie?
The Karate Kid?
No. What is the bad guy's name in the movie?
Oh, the bad guy, like the head trainer?
No.
No.
Billy Zabka.
Billy Zabka's name in there, he's called the Tiger. They call him the Tiger.
Shut up. Oh. Shut up. He's a Cobra, not a Tiger.
Oh, right. A Cobra Kai, yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't be allowed to talk.
Why?
In life.
Billy Zabka.
No.
There is a bar in Dubai that's offering a new special. There's a bar in Dubai. A new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh.
Oh, oh, wait a second. Oh,
you can't do it?
No.
But listen, the chubbier they are, the more free drinks they get.
What?
Oh, hey. That's good for you, Spanish.
Hell yeah.
Get it, fatty. Drink those white Russians.
Oh, wow.
A woman gets about 2.3 cents of drink credits for every pound they weigh. So a 200-pound woman would get $24.60 worth of free drinks.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're chubby, Dubai. There's some place in Dubai where you can drink it all the time.
They don't tell you the end of this story is after you get drunk, they club you over the head and then they sell you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, go buy me a drink.
Yeah.
You're about to be taken. Drink your white, finish your white Russian. Will I Am, I call him William, is accusing a flight attendant of racism after she allegedly unloaded on him, and then they called the cops because he wouldn't turn off his laptop. He says that he was wearing noise-canceling headphones and didn't hear the announcement.
I'll give him that.
Were you wearing eye-canceling headphones?
No, I'll give him that because if I'm wearing headphones on the airplane and I'm reading something, I'm on the plane, like sometimes I'm on the plane 20, 30 minutes before they, you know, we're late or whatever, and I don't know what's going on, and the flight attendant will come by and go, excuse me, and I'll go, okay, sorry,
yeah,
and take it off. Now that doesn't mean she's racist.
No, not at all. But also, if you have noise-canceling headphones on, they make the announcement, you're still on your laptop, she's going to come over and go, sir?
Yeah.
Can you?
And then I go, oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Can you take your
right.
headphones?
And then what made it racist?
Because he's black.
But did she say, maybe he's just an a-hole.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
That's what everyone's guessing.
Because he's into Black Eyed Peas and he's special. Mm-hmm. And
ugh.
That's what I assume.
Now he's a black guy peeved. Save it for 6 and 9.
Settle down, Micah.
Chuck E. Cheese. I'm getting laughs. Chuck E. Cheese is rolling out some big changes at all of their locations. Say goodbye to the animatronic bands.
What? Come on.
That was the best part.
They made them famous in the first place. They're getting rid of them. They'll replacing their tokens and robot performers for an all-you-can-play model. And they are going to have a light-up dance floor and stuff.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
That'll be cool.
Robot bands out.
Chuck E. Cheese is kind of gross. Like, certain ones. Like, the one on Dale Mabry is gross, but the one on Wesley Chapel, the new one, was pretty nice. But they redid the sign and they're redoing stuff. And
well, they revamped the menu. Yeah. I remember they were doing like flatbread. They were making it more adult friendly.
Yeah, right.
You know, they were like, we know the kids, whatever,
but
kids don't care. As long as there's games, it could be in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids would be like, cool, blood. Also, they've got Tron. Yeah. I don't know what kids play now.
I like the all-you-can-play thing because now the parents can be left alone. They don't have to be constantly nagged for tokens. You just give them one of the little cards like a Dave & Buster's and they just swipe the hell out of it.
But the problem is the kids are going to lose the cards.
Probably, yeah.
I
in the ball pit.
No,
I took a kid out that I wasn't supposed to take out one time. I was at a birthday party. And when you walk in, they stamp your hand and the kid's hand.
Yeah.
And you match the stamps.
Right.
And when I left with my son, and I was carrying, I want to say it was my nephew, and they didn't even stop me.
Really?
They're supposed to, because they have like the numbering system where it's like the black light, and you have to have the same number as the kid that you're
right.
taking out.
And I did.
Did he literally just say that?
I don't know. I don't know what show they listen to.
Like, he literally just said the same thing.
I'm not talking anymore.
Is it Billy Zabka?
Oh, man. Rob Gronkowski is teasing yet another big announcement that's coming tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Oh.
It's possible that he may be coming out of retirement. It's also possible that he's just looking for attention. It's also possible that he is actually Hoppy. Listen to this audio. We have the video up on Bone TV. Here's Gronk making the announcement.
What's up, Gronk Nation? I have a big announcement to make. I can't wait to drop it on all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Isn't that? That's Hoppy, right?
I'm
it sounds
honored.
Exactly like him.
Hello, Instagrammers.
Yeah. Come to my Instagram. It's going to be lit. You guys can check it all out.
I don't think he's coming back.
No, I don't think so either. He's probably got some stupid thing on his Instagram.
He's awful on TV.
Yeah.
Have you seen him doing the Fox
Surprise?
Sports? Yeah. You know, sometimes those guys are fun.
He's no Peyton Manning, I'll tell you that.
He's no Michael Strahan. Yeah. Peyton Manning's just a comedy genius.
He is very funny.
But I'm talking about football. You know, he doesn't, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They just should point to him and go, Gronk like food, you know.
What he's going to want to do is run across the middle and catch it and then smash everybody.
My problem is that I look at Hoppy stuff and I respond to it on Facebook.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Like if Hoppy will write, I'm thinking about changing direction, and I'll be like, say something nice. Stick with it, Hoppy. You'll be okay.
I didn't notice.
Well, now the algorithm is set up that I have to see every Hoppy post.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
You deserve it.
It was very nice when he said something about people, haters and stuff, and you were like, oh, if you got haters, that means you're doing well. I was like, oh, that's very nice.
Did I say
that? Yeah, you said something to that effect.
I mean, that's
supportive.
True.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's nice.
Can we stop it with the Charlie's Angels remakes?
I mean, I don't mind that they do the remake because you want younger, hotter girls. Yeah.
The new one lost millions over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Because nobody goes to see movies anymore.
Yeah, well, certainly not these. The last remake of the 70s TV show came in third place in its opening weekend. It only made $8 million. To put that in perspective, the 2000 version made $40 million in its opening weekend, and the 2003 sequel made $37 million. Ooh. They reportedly spent $48 million on this one.
Ooh.
And it's almost 2 hours long.
Yeah,
oh my
but
God.
I feel like that will. I bet you if you watch it, you watch it and go, "Oh, that was actually better than I thought it was going to be." And I bet you it lives in you know, HBO or whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, is that the girls, there's no stars in the movie.
Correct.
There's Kristen Stewart. Yeah. It's Kristen Stewart, who is, I find her attractive, but a lot of people don't. The other girls are gorgeous,
right,
but nobody knows who they are. So it's really, like, outside of Kristen Stewart, you got you know, last time you had Drew Barrymore.
Cameron Diaz at her height of
Lucy
her career.
Lou, probably.
Lucy Liu.
And Demi Moore. And you had Justin Thoreau. I'm like, you had a lot of good actors in that. Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bernie Mac.
Yeah, so, I mean, you had a lot of good actors. This one here is just kind of like a B version of this. Like, I think Kristen Stewart just did it for the money.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know? Or trying to get away from her normal roles that she do. Because she normally does a lot more serious stuff, it seems like. Yeah. So you love the Osbournes that was on MTV.
I did. Ozzy's family.
Kelly Osbourne says her family is as close as it has ever been to reaching a deal to bring the Osbournes back.
Well, I don't know.
Here is what Kelly says about that. Listen.
A dispute over.
Oh, no, that's not right. That's not it at all. That doesn't sound like her. Here it is.
Every single year, about every 3 months or so, someone else gives us another offer and we keep saying no. You know, we've got other people to think about. My brother's got 3 kids. Do we want that life for them without them being old enough to choose whether they want to do it or not? Like my brother and I were. And it keeps coming around. Right now, there's another offer on the table. And I think this is the closest we've ever come to accepting one.
Mm. I got to be honest with you. I don't want to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was good what it was.
Right. Yeah. Stop trying to rehash old things. And
do you want to watch Ozzy dying?
Oh.
Yeah, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, if they change that, watch Ozzy die?
Yeah.
Watch that show. If they call that show, watch Ozzy die. There's another sister who is smoking hot who wasn't in the Osbournes. There's an older brother from Ozzy's first wife or whatever.
Yeah,
or
another DJ.
Who's a DJ who's not in the show. I don't know. There's I don't know how they handle all this stuff now. Like, these kids don't live at home anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So is it just Ozzy and Chad? Yeah, I think I'm done with it.
A fabled director's cut of the 2017 Justice League got a boost on Sunday, the second anniversary of the film's release. In May 2017, filmmaker Zack Snyder stepped down as director of the Justice League after the death of his daughter so he could be with his family. Director Joss Whedon boarded the movie to team up and write new scenes and do all this stuff. But I guess they're pushing to get the Snyder cut to be released. A rumored version of the Justice League that seemed unlikely to ever see the light of day. Yet the call for the Snyder cut has continued to capture the imagination of a segment of fandom for the past couple years. I guess Jason Momoa tweeted out about it. So did Gal Gadot. So did Ben Affleck and Snyder himself, but it says that probably will never see the light of day.
I don't know why everybody crapped on the Justice League. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. The way they, you didn't see it?
Nah.
Let me just give you a brief synopsis. So for a while, Bruce Wayne has been looking at all these metahumans, which basically are the DC version of Marvel's mutants.
X-Men, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's got Aquaman, he's got Flash, and he's got Wonder Woman. And he's got to go out and get them all. Now, Superman's dead from the first one. He got killed by...
Doomsday?
Oh, is that what did it at the end? Yeah, Doomsday?
Right, that Zod, giant thing, yeah.
So he puts together this group of people to fight against the evil forces. And they realize that they could resurrect Superman because they have his ship, they have all the things they need from his planet, and they do it. And it was not a bad idea. The only bad part in DC is the villains, like that clown.
Yeah,
like
Steppenwolf.
You're fighting things that aren't human from other dimensions and other times.
Well, it was like in Wonder Woman, the main villain was the God of War, and you were just kind of like,
But the idea that this guy here, the Cyborg and the Flash, and Bruce Wayne goes and rounds them up, I thought it was actually really good. It's just the villains are awful.
And I like whenever Wonder Woman shows up and they're fighting, it's Batman and Superman, and they're fighting against... whatever that Doomsday, and she shows up and fighting whatever, and he goes, "Who is she?" And he goes, "I thought she was with you."
Yeah.
Didn't know who she was.
Yeah, the Doomsday thing, the way that Lex Luthor resurrected Zod to create Doomsday is what they do to Superman.
All right.
So the science was already there. It was a good movie, and now that you've got the core there, maybe add one or two other people to it.
Yeah. But I know what you're saying with the villains. It's always somebody who's from a different dimension or different wherever, and it's like they can't kill him, and then they punch him in the face and he dies. And you go, all we had to do is punch him in the face. Yeah. Okay, cool. Finally, news. Over 150,000 people recently took an online poll about marriage habits and what isn't acceptable behavior. I have a few different the questions here for you. Is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse?
No.
No?
I'm not saying I don't do it.
You can say girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. You say yes?
I would say yeah.
Carmen, what do you think? You're ripping them in front of guys whenever you're dating?
No, I think you should definitely try to like hold it or excuse yourself to a different room. But I mean, if it happens on accident, it's nothing to be like ashamed of.
84% said yes, that it is okay to pass gas. Ooh,
Listen, a guy has been married almost 17 years. I didn't fart in front of my wife until August 28th, 2006. The day after my son was born, we were trapped in a room for 2 days. I had a fart really bad, and I was like, well, now we got a kid. She's never going to leave me. I just let one go. I have never, to this day, heard my wife fart, ever. She never poops with the door open. She never walks in the bathroom while I'm pooping. Like, there's certain things you just got to keep separated.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is the next question? Can you flirt with other people?
Yes.
Is it okay for your wife to flirt with other people?
Yeah, a light flirting. Like, what? When you say flirt, what are you talking about? No, that's not a flirt, Kevin. Oh. That's an HJ.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
No. 24% said that it's okay that you're allowed to flirt. So.
Well, that's 76% that say no.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's okay if there's no intention of doing anything, you're just being fun and silly. There's, you know, I don't want you kissing anybody or touching anybody, but a couple of you.
But that's the thing is, like, what do you consider to be micro cheating? Because that's like been a big thing now in the dating world. Is there's like everyone's concerned about micro cheating.
Micro cheating is for people who are insecure. That's what micro cheating is.
Little manners.
If my wife. Like my wife, when we were in the row with Alex Killorn, and he walked by and she touched his back, that's flirting. If he turned around and he grabbed her, I'd be like, whoa, slow it down, champ. But, she was just being silly and playful. I don't care. Okay. That's flirting.
Is it okay to pee with the door open?
Yeah.
While?
Yeah.
Right there?
I don't care.
77% said it's fine.
It's you don't get the same waft of horrible, dying food in your cavity.
If you do, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Or you go to the doctor. Yeah.
Or leave her.
Is it okay to talk about your poop?
Medically?
I mean, you don't want to walk out going, you should see the side of that one. Yeah. You know?
78% said yes. 22% said no, that's too personal. Is it okay to tell white lies to make each other feel better?
Yes.
You're tall enough.
You don't look fat.
61% said yes, that's okay. Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else?
Like out loud, you're fantasizing about it?
Yeah. Doesn't say out loud.
No, but if you're fantasizing about being married to somebody else and you don't want to be married to who you're...
Right.
Yeah. You know, unless you're fantasizing about being married to a famous person.
42% said yes, that was okay. Is it normal to have long stretches at dinner when no one says anything?
Yes. Very normal.
I mean, I would imagine that's normal.
Yeah.
72% said, yeah, that's normal.
For
that's
sure.
That's totally fine.
If people want to eat, you know.
Yeah. Right, yeah. That is
Speaking
it
of that, Carmen.
For news.
Okay.
All right. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to reach us. If you're eating at the dinner table, hi, how was school today? You have a good day? I mean, you're just assuming you haven't talked to your kids all day until dinner.
Yeah. Mm.
You're a bad parent to start out like that. And then at dinner, people want to eat. We eat and talk, and my daughter watches her iPad. The minute my son eats his last bite, he leaves the table. I'm not trapping anybody at the table so they can watch me finish my meal.
Right. You don't need to talk. I don't need to know everything all the time. You know,
I
sometimes.
Do. I
you
need to know everything, but I don't need it all at dinner.
Right? Okay.
Don't bother me while I'm eating.
Write it in an email.
I pick up my kids from school almost every day. I can get all the run to how was school. You have homework. You pass all your tests. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we go home and now go about your day.
Do your kids
see you in the dinner table?
Openly talk to you when you ask them questions, or do they just give you like one word answers? Like
Joey one words me.
Yeah.
Joey one words me, and then Joey really is a manipulator. So I get an email from a school the other day that said that progress reports came out, and I go, oh, So I called Amanda because I'm in the car with Joey.
Oh.
She gets on the phone. And I go, hi. She goes, hi. I go, I'm here with Joey. Did you know progress reports came out today? And she goes, no, I didn't. And I go, Joey, did you know? And Joey goes, yes.
Oh.
And I go, do you want to tell us about the progress? He's like, it's fine. I go, is it fine? He goes, I did this and this. I go, I don't need you to summarize what it is. Look it up and read the grades to me. And it made me really mad. And then he went through his grades, and I was like, oh, all right, back to whatever you're doing before. 97 in math.
Good for him.
Yeah, dude.
Good for him.
Like, all right. I don't care if you're cheating. That's good.
Whatever.
Then we went and played Madden together, and he beat me 75-21.
Wow.
I've officially become an old man. Oh. And I even wore my glasses when I played. So
did you really?
Yeah.
The disco ones or your regular black
regular
ones?
Ones? Regular black ones. I can't have disco glasses when I'm playing sports.
Oh, those are great.
All right, listen to me. I have to take a break. When we come back, what are we going to do when we come back? We're going to give some stuff over.